Yesterday we had an overview of the Gemara. The Gemara has five different cases where they're talking about combining half one din and half another din. Truth of the matter, Tosis points out, is that a lot of them are not really. Chetzio v'takhanas chachamim and chetzio v'kiyim aget. And Amud Aleph, Tosis says the reason why Rav Chisda held is a problem because there's a lack of daikonis. And Amud Beis, the reason why there's a problem is because of Negea. Nirikin Negea Be'edusa. It's not really, the five cases look similar, but they're not necessarily really the same. So what did the Gemara have a Shaila? What about Nitilas Yadayim? That's what we were looking at yesterday. Boy Ilfa, Yadayim, Taharis Lachatzain, Ain Taharis Lachatzain. Ilfa, yes, Ilfa was a Chavrusa of Rab Yechanan. Warren Tynes tells the story. They were both learning, and then they were very poor, and they decided they're going to go into business. So they both left the yeshiva. And then they had, as they were walking to make a living, they were walking to the big city to go get a job, so they had a break for lunch, and they sat under a bridge. And then Rabbi Yochanan heard the angels talking to each other that they're going to kill him because they left the learning. So Rabbi Yechanan got scared out of his wits. So he said to Ilfa, did you hear what I hear? So he said that he was eating a sim. So I didn't hear anything. What did you hear? So Rabbi Yechanan understood that min hashamayim, they want him to hear the message, and they don't want Ilfa to hear. Rabbi Yechanan said, I changed my mind. I'll go back to the yeshiva. So Rabbi Yechanan went back to the yeshiva, and he learned, and he was appointed the head of the yeshiva. And Ilfa traveled around the world, and he made $1 million. And then he came back to the yeshiva, and he says, look who became the Rosh Yeshiva. My buddy, my chavrusa, made him the Rosh Yeshiva. So he said, as he was traveling around the world on business, of course he was learning Mishnayos all the time. He was deciding Mishnayos, but he didn't learn the Iyun. He was learning Mishnayos. So he made a statement. Any din that you'll tell me, Rabbi Yechanan, I'll tell you where it is in the Mishnah. I know all the sources. He knows all the Mishnayos. Yeah, but he didn't. Rabbi Yechanan was bigger than Ilfa. Anyway, but Ilfa also has what to say. So he has a shot at boy Ilfa. He's not sure what's the din. Adam Taharis Lachatzayin and Taharis Lachatzayin. What's the shaila taris lachatzan? Hechidami, what's his suffix? Iilema, if he should say the komashi beitrei merevias, lachatzan means he needs a revias to wash until it's yadayim. So the suffix is, if two people, you have one revias of water, very little water. Revias is a beitza machza. How can a beitza machza of water cover so many hands? This I don't know. They must have very tiny hands, a very large revias. Very strange. So the Gemara is not sure. E lema, if his suffix is the komoshu beitrei merviyas, two people are washing the tilus yadayim from the same revias, and that's the shaila. Where the yadayim taris lachatzayin, only half a revias is going on my hands, and half a revias is going on his hands. So the Gemara said that's a beferish in Mishnah that is acceptable. Hatanat, the Mishnah says in the yadayim that's okay. Merviyas notam la yadayim la echad vafilu l'shnayim. Two people can wash the tilus yadayim from one revias. Now that's possible, okay. Two little babies with tiny hands, okay. So that's not no room for that suffix. So what is Ilfa's suffix? Ilfa's suffix is on Mishnayos. He was a Mishnayos man. Eloa, the komashi chada chada yadei. The suffix is, he only washed one hand, the tilus yadayim one hand. Or he only washed the left hand. He didn't wash both hands, bevasachas. Is that acceptable or not? So the Gemara said, that's also enough in a Mishnah. Ilfa is not going to be mesufik about that. About Tanan, we have either a Mishnah or a Brisa. We have a Beferish source from the Tanoim that says, "Anotel Yoda Achas Benetila VaAchas B'Shtifa Yoda Tahiris." How does Rashi translate? He doesn't. You can either do an Atilus Adayim with a cup with a Natla, or you can dip your hands in a mikveh of our boim sauce. If he washes one hand with Atilus Adayim and one hand B'Shtifa, he dips in the mikveh mem sauce. That's okay. So that's a right that you can be mitar one hand at a time. So Tosis wants to know, how do they prove the point? Maybe someone is pouring water on one hand simultaneously with his dipping the other hand in the mikveh. Maybe the both hands are becoming tahor, the vasachas. Maybe you can't do bezeh hazeh. The Tosis explains, no. If you can't do bezeh hazeh, so it doesn't make sense that you should do bevasachas one in the mikveh and one bit until it's yadayim. It has to be the same. But the etzim fact that the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah, the Braisa, the way Rashi reads it, it's the Tanaim say that you can dip one hand at a mikveh, the other hand you can do netila. That shows they give him a tire one hand at a time. That's the pashup shot. Then Rabbi Natam changes the gears. Okay, Rabbi Natam changes it. that it says explicitly you can be mitahir one hand. Another yado achas benetila yado tahor. We have the giris the achas benetila achas mishtifa. The both hands are tahiris, and the Rabbi Tam is bothered with the kasha. How did you prove in that mishnah that you can be mitahir a hand at a time? Maybe he's been tahir both simultaneously. So he had he changed the giris. He has a different giris. That it says hanota yod achas yod tahor. It says exactly what the shaila that they raised. So there's no room for that suffix. So what was there for suffix? As the kamashi palga palga the yodei. Means like this: a person takes water, takes a radius of water, and he pours all the water on half of his hands. So the other half is still tummy. Then he's going to dry this half. Then he's going to pour a cup of water on the other half of the hand. So that's a suffix. So the Gemara says the din is that it's no good. Let's say a person wants to go to the mikveh. He's afraid of water. So he dips in right arm, the left arm, the right leg, the left leg. He dips his head in, he takes that out. Then he dips in his belly. Then he dips in his back. He dips in a little bit at a time. So the din is that it's no good. You have to have mayim rochets. It's called the sarba mayim. Why is you have to have kol gufo ela bevasachas? That's why you need a revius. You have to be able to be tovel the entire body. Vasach, same thing if you tovel kelim. You can't be tovel a half a kli at a time. If you have a tray for kli and you want to kasher it, so say in the Shulchan Aruch, you can kasher, let's say you're kashering the kli by doing hagola. So you have a pot full of burning hot water and you dip in the tray for pot. See, if the tray for pot doesn't fit, if a vasach, so you dip in a half of the tray for pot and you wait a few seconds till the tray for blia goes out. Then you dip in the other half of the treifah pot. You can kasher treifahs lachatzayin. Or if you do libud, if you have a blowtorch, you can kasher part of the oven at a time, part of the kli at a time, and the rest of it later on. But you can't be toivel, tefillahs can, you can't do half at a time. So the Gemara says, what's the suffix of ilta? Ela the kamashi palga palga de yodei. He's washing the tilis yadayim on half of his hand, then he dries that off. Then he washes water on the other half of the hand, he dries it off. That's no good. Just like if a person is tummy, the whole body is tummy. So you have to be toivel the whole body. So too, the yadayim atmeyas, you have to be toivel. You have to be either doing it till it's yadayim, or be toivel the whole hand. That was a shot that Gemara had before. Maybe the two hands are treated as one unit, and you can't be mitar one hand without the other hand. So the Gemara said, that's not true. You can be toivel one hand and a mikvah, and the other hand pour water. So you see, each hand is a separate unit. But each hand is one unit. So you can't do it lachatzoy. You're dying in teres lachatzoy. So what was the suffix of Ilfa? Ilfa was a balabas and new mishnais. So what was he misupik about? Where he says, no, the tzricha, no. He washes a half a hand and he doesn't dry it off. It's still wet. And then he takes a revius of water in a cup and he pours the water on the other half of the hand and this half of the hand is still moist. So maybe since it's still wet, maybe it's considered bevasachas. Like tzricha, the suffix of Ilfa was the ikamashka tofeach. There's still a little water, it's still moist. Frag the Gemara, that's not good enough. Ikamashka tofeach may havi, so what? We have a Mishneh v'hatnan, mashka tofeach ein achibur. Yeah. Mashka tofeach ein achibur, loy letumah v'loy letav. Just because there's a little bit of water, that's not enough. Yeah. What does that mean? Mashka tofeach ein achibur, loy letumah. What does it mean, letuma? The din is that maga de miktsasa ke maga de kula. Let's say you have a long Italian bread, and Adam tummy touches one end of the bread, so the whole bread becomes tummy. It's considered that you don't say only that part that I touched is tummy, and the next inch of the bread is tummy because it's touching the first part. No, it's one unit, so the whole thing is tummy. Unless the bread is sliced. So I touched the first slice, it's no longer a chibur. So the second slice may become maybe mekabel tuma from the first slice. But if it's not sliced bread, it's one big unit of a bread, it's one potato, it's one chicken. So if you touch one end, so maga b'miktosa ke maga b'kula. So what if you have, let's say, water? Let's say you have a container full of water, and an Adam Tomei touches the water at this end. Here's a whole container. Adam Tomei touches the water here. So you say all the water in the container is one unit. Everything is tummy. So let's say you have a puddle on the table. There's a puddle of water that goes from here to here. And the Adam tummy touches this. So it depends how deep is the puddle of water. If it's a significant depth, the whole distance from this end of the table to the other end of the table, so it's considered one unit of water. And then you say, what if you have a puddle here and a puddle here? And in between there's moisture. There's a little bit of moisture. It's only mashka tofeach, but it's not tofeach hamanas lahatviach. Tefeach amenasla. Tefeach means if I put here, here's the puddle here. There's an indentation here and here, and here it's a higher level. So here's just slight moisture. So if I put my finger over here, it'll become moist. But if after putting my finger here, it'll become moist. I'll put it on my jacket, so it won't be tefeach amenasla tefeach. It won't make something else wet. It's so little water that it's only tefeach and not tefeach amenasla tefeach. So then in dinis it's enachiba letuma. So I say magim miksasa kemagim bekol. This puddle of water all became tame, but the other puddle of water did not become tame. There's no chibur over here between the two. You have to have a thickness. You have to have a density, not a density. A thickness of water that should be tefeach amenasla tefeach. What does it mean? Lo letahara, mashke tefeach is not a chibur letuma. That I understand. Another tummy touches. What do you mean letahara? So this is what Tosis has a whole discussion. What does it mean letahara? So there are three, there are four possibilities here, four logical possibilities. What are you talking about letahara? One possibility is I have two mikvahs, each one only has 20 saw, and a mikvah has to have a minimum of 40 saw. So what if I have a connection between this mikvah and this mikvah? So if it's enough, let's say there's a pipe full of water that connects between this mikveh and this mikveh. So if there's enough water in between, so that's a chibur letahara. It's considered one big mikveh and it has 40 saw. What if the connection in between is only a mashka tafeach, not al manas lahatfiyah? It's so slight an amount of water, it's just it's moist. It's slightly moist, but it doesn't really have any depth. It's tafeach shalah manas lahatfiyah. So then it's not mechaber the two mikvahs, and each mikvah only has 20 saw, and you can't be toivel in either. That's one pshat. Then there's another pshat. Tosis is going to have this discussion. I have a mikvah that has 40 saw, but I'm not being toivel in that mikvah. I'm going to be toivel in the mikvah that only has 35 saw. 20 saw probably wouldn't be able to fit in. The bigger, the fatter a person is, so he can't fit into such a small mikvah. A little baby, ichleis, can fit into a tiny mikvah. So let's say have a mikvah that has 35 saw, so that's not enough. But this mikvah is connected to a gigantic mikvah that has 40 saw. So I'm being toivel in the 35 saw. So 35 saw is no good. But if the connection, is only tefeach, a slight amount of moisture, doesn't have any depth to it, so then it's not a chibur, the tahara. But if it has tafeach hamaras latviyah, then it's considered an extension of the mikveh that has 40 saw. So you can even be tevil in this mikveh that only has 35 saw. Yeah. It's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same as the other pshat. That's what Tosis is going to point out. There may be differences. In the one case, you're trying to create a mikveh. You're adding up 20 and 20, or let's say 35 and 35 adds up to a mikveh of 40 saw. 35 and 35 adds up to 70. But 35 doesn't have 40 saw. So you're adding up to create a mikveh, so then maybe you need that it should be more mitzurif to create a mikveh. But if you already have a mikveh, and you're trying to declare that this is a branch of the mikveh, this is an extension, so maybe that'll be easier. Maybe the rules will be easier there. Maybe you won't need that much water to connect your 35 saw mikveh with the 40 saw mikveh. Maybe you would need more water to connect if it's 20 and 20, you're trying to create the mikveh yeshmei. So that's what Tosis is going to distinguish between the cases. So when the Mishnah says Mashke Tafeach is not a chibur the tuma, we understand. An adam tami touches, so we have the rule Magam Miktsos and Kemagam Kuloi, and this is not considered one unit. Only this whole puddle is one unit, and that puddle is one unit. But the two puddles are not one unit because the connection in between is so slight. It's only Tafeach. It's not Tafeach Amenas Latfeach. What does it mean Latara? So the Tara could either be, you have 20 and 20, you want to create a mikveh, so that's not good enough, mashka tefeach, or you even have 40 in one mikveh and you have 35 in the other one, maybe that's also not good enough. We're going to have to research it. And then Tosis says, there are another two possibilities. What if you have water which is tummy? So the rule is, in the whole wide world, there are only four types of things that are mekabel tuma. Adam, mekelim, ochel, mamashkin. Not all Adam. Anochri is not mekabel tuma, and kelim, not all the kelim are mekabel tuma. Klei glolim, klei avarim, klei adama. There are certain kelim are not mekabel tuma, and there are certain rules and regulations. Okay, synthetic kelim, let's say a plastic kelim, and not makabel tum. Certain kelim klicheres, the rules and regulations in the chumash. Which kelim, mishnayis kelim, which kelim I'm makabel tum. Other kelim, ochel mamashim. Also, the rules and regulations only michael lada, michael behem is not makabel tum. But basically, that's the cloud. The four things that are makabel tum, other kelim, ochel mamashim. The four things that are makabel tum. So there's only tefillah in the mikveh for Adam v'kelim. If a Jewish person becomes tameh, or a kli becomes tameh, so if you tovel in the mikveh, becomes tor. If you have urchel mamashkin become tameh, there's no tefillah in a mikveh. The one and only exception to the rule is mayim. If mayim becomes tameh, you can be metairit. So Rashi, whenever the Gemara will mention this, so Rashi will always say, but keep in mind that's not that you tovel in the mikveh. Tefillah in mikveh doesn't help for urchel mamashkin. It's midin zriya. Maza midin zriya. Let's say I have an apple that became tummy. An apple, how did an apple become tummy? An apple is roi l'achilos adam. It's not spoiled. And you washed it off with water. Kiyuta mai malzera. You have to have hech shemashkim. Then an adam tummy touches the apple. So the apple was mekabel tuma. So if I now take the apple and I plant it in the ground and it takes root, so the din is that the tuma disappears. If something was nitma already, not only is there a pasuk in Chumash that says that something is the apples that are attached to the ground are not makabel tumah. Even if the apple was detached and what it was hukshar and it was makabel tumah, but then I planted and now it takes root. So once it takes root, that's called zriya. So dover chiyuta mai malzera zera sheizareya toharu. The pasuk says that whatever is mechuba lakark, whatever is growing in the ground, is not makabel tumah. And if it became tumah betodush and you planted, so the tumah disappears. So there's a pasuk in Nabi that says, Zareya mayim al pnei chutzos, that if you pour water into the ocean, or you pour water into a river, that's called zriya. What kind of zriya? Zriya is when you plant a potato in the ground and it takes root. You plant an onion. You plant an apple and it starts growing. An apple tree starts growing. You pour water on top of other water. So that's a pasuk that's called zriya. So Rashi writes quite a few times in the Gemara that if you have mayim that are tumah and you want to be metayer them, you pour your water, that's called hashaka. You pour the mayim tameim into a mikveh, and then they will lose their tumah. Why is that an exception to the rule? Hakam oichel mamashkim, usually there's no tefillah in a mikveh. The answer is, it's not midin tefillah in a mikveh, it's midin zriya. Fine. It's midin zriya. And similar to that, then we have another halacha, that if you take mayim she'uvim, we mentioned yesterday, mayim she'uvim, is gimel lugim mayim she'uvim, we assume is only a din de rabbanon. Gimel lugim mayim she'uvim is a din if you have a mikveh that doesn't yet have arboim saw, and someone pours in a bucket that has gimel lugim mayim she'uvim in it, so the whole mikveh becomes pus. You have to let out all the water and start all over again. Doesn't help now if it'll collect tons and tons of mayim k'sherim. Somebody poured in, even if accidentally, the gimel lugim mayim shuvim fell into the mikveh before it had the share of abayim saw, so then the whole mikveh becomes pasul. So that's only a chumra midirabban. That din of gimel lugim is not there. Raisa in the Mishnah says in mikvois, that whenever there's any slight safek aldehu, you have a right to be makel, more so than a regular din of sveka derabban lekula, because this is only a chumra midirabban. So any slight suffix, even if it's a steak lahachme, you would be makel over here. Any suffix, mayim shuvim is lahachme. The machlekes ha-ri and the rabbi natam, and the machlekes the mechaber and the ramo and shulchan aruch is, what if the whole mikveh is shov? Kulo shov, aruba shov. The mikveh has to have a minimum of 40 saw. So let's say 21 saw mayim shuvim and 19 saw mayim shir. So that's a machlekes. So the ramo is machmer to treat that like a din deraisa. Kula shov, aruba shov is absul deraisa. And if you have a suffix shuvim on that, we wouldn't be mekel. The chaber is mekel even on that. Even kula shov, aruba shov, everything is only the rabbanon. And the Mishnah that says any suffix, any slight suffix, in mayim shuvim, go to kula, even applies in such a case. But the demon is on the whole mikveh, maybe the whole thing is shuvim. So if you have mayim shuvim, the Rama says we treat it like a din deraisa. If kula shov, we treat it like a din deraisa. So it's a serious issue. So what if you have, let's say, we are always machmir, all the water comes through the pipes from the reservoir. So we're machmir to treat all the water that comes in through the faucet, through the tap, as if it were mayim shuvim. We're not sure. Maybe the pipes are constructed in such a way that if you have a pipe and the water goes in one end, goes out the other end, So then the Mishnah says mikvahs that doesn't become mayim shuvim, doesn't contain any water in it. But maybe the pipes were constructed in such a way that the, let's say if you have a pipe that goes like this, on the bottom of a lot of sinks, the drain pipe goes like this. So that can contain water. That will become mayim shuvim. The way it stands, it holds water in it. So maybe the pipes are constructed in such a way that all the water that comes through the pipe becomes mayim shuvim. So if you just make a mikveh and you turn on the faucet and you fill it up, so we treat all the water that comes through the faucet as if it's mayim shuvim. So how do you ever make a mikveh kosher? So you do hashoka. So what do you mean hashoka? So we assume that just like hashoka works, if the mayim would be tomei on the level of the raisin. If you have mayim that are tomei and you want to make it tohor, so we say zerei mayim al pnei chutzos, that there's ria by mayim, and it blends in to become part of the river, a part of the lake, a part of the ocean, whatever. So too, if you have mayim she'uvim, and you make hashoka with mayim cherim, we assume that that removes the status of mayim she'uvim.
Alright, on Yom Tov, when you're not supposed to be tovo a keli on Yom Tov, are you allowed to be tovo mayim that are tamei on Yom Tov?
The Mishnah probably says it is mutter, I think. I think the Mishnah says it is mutter. Not sure. Must be a Mishnah in Beitza. Says one way or the other.
And what about if you take Shu'uvim, Mayim Shu'uvim? Can you do Hashaka to Mayim Shu'uvim on Yom Tov?
I think the Mishnah says that you may. I think so.
That would remove the Shu'uvim.
I think so. Yeah. So this is a... The Shachan Yerveday quotes a suffix from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. When you have Mayim Tmeim and you make Hashoka, so the Tumah disappears. That's Beferis. That's Mishnais like that. The water is no longer Mayim Tmeim. What if you have Mayim Shuvim and you make Hashoka? So the Hashoka accomplishes that the Shuvim are no longer called Shuvim? Or do you say no, the Shuvim remain Shuvim? But if I have a whole mikveh that has water from the faucet, water from the tap, and I'm concerned maybe the pipes were constructed in such a way that all the water that comes from the tap is mayim shuvim, so I have a whole mikveh of mayim shuvim. Then I have a mikveh of mayim kshirim that the water was not carried in the bucket, was never held in a container. And these two mikvahs are connected, so kol zman that they're connected, this is a branch of that mikveh. So it doesn't bother me the fact that this shuvim remains shuvim. Shuvim remains shuvim. Hashoka doesn't undo the shiva. The shuvim remain shuvim. The only thing is that since this is an extension of the other mikveh, it's mechubah to the other mikveh, so it's considered as if I'm tevel in the other mikveh. Let's say there's a mikveh that only has 35 saw and is connected to a mikveh that has 40 saw, and I'm tevel in the 35 saw. So we just said, if the connection is fat enough, that's going to be the whole discussion of Tesis. How wide does the pipe have to be that it should be connected? In the Gemara, it sounds as if Mashka Tafech is not sufficient, but if it would have been Tafech HaManas LaTfech, that would have been sufficient. So that's what Tesis is going to say. It wouldn't appear so from other sources in Mishnah. So it would appear you got to have something much more than Tafech HaManas LaTfech. You have to have something deeper than that, deeper water. But whatever the shear is. So let's say, I'm Tevel in a mikveh that really only has 35 saw, but this mikveh is connected sufficiently with a mikveh that has 40 saw. So it's considered as if I'm tevel in the other mikveh, because this is a branch of that mikveh. So maybe if this mikveh is all mayim shuvim, the hashoka does not accomplish that it's no longer shuvim. The shuvim remain shuvim. But kol zman that the mikveh is mechuber to the other mikveh, kol zman when I open up the neck of hashoka, so it's considered as if I'm being tevel in the other mikveh. This is connected. Let's say I'll pull out the plug, then I'll put the plug back in. So that's the suffix in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Once you open up the plug and you did Hashoka, do you say, once you did Hashoka, just like if the mayim would have been tumah, so the Hashoka removes the tumah, so too if the mayim are shuvim, the Hashoka removes, cancels the status of shuvim. So even if I put the plug back in place, all the water over here is no longer shuvim. What do you say, no?
How would you
ever use such a thing? If you're saying it's shuvim, but
you see, if you go into that country, you become
tired. Is that
how would you ever become
tired? Okay, that's a very good point. Rashi seems to hold like your problem. Rashi holds that Rashi in the beginning of Makis, Dalam and Aleph, has like that. A person took a barrel of water and he poured it into a lake where the water doesn't move. All the water is stagnant. It's not flowing waters. So the Gemara says, "Hatovel sham lo yosa lo tefila." If a person is tovel there, he's not yaitza. So Rashi says, why? Because the maim shuvim is no good for tefila. So Tosfos says, what in the world is he talking about? What do you mean maim shuvim is no good? But it's hashoket. It's in the middle of a whole lake. How can it be that it's no good? So apparently Rashi thinks like this, tzad in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the maim shuvim remain shuvim. It's mechuber to the mikveh, so if you're tovel in a mikveh kol zman, it's mechuber. So you did a good tefillah on the level of the raisa. Then the second you come out, it's habor rosh uru maim shuvim, he becomes tummy again. It undoes the whole tefillah. Rashi holds, that was the Yorzerua that we were talking about yesterday. The Yorzerua had a chiddush that the Tosfos Ritz said was ridiculous. But the Ozerua said, even though I yes the Shiloh of the Tosfos Ritz, I'm going to follow my tradition. He's not accepting the kula of the Tosfos Ritz. If a person, let's say a woman, went to mikveh, a married woman goes to mikveh, and then she takes a shower or a bath, there's different opinions we were working through yesterday, the Rashi with the Tosfos, the two girsas, she takes a shower the same day, a tful yom. The person went to mikveh, and the same day, Tosfos says, well, it's still a tzvul. The Tosfos habar rosh v'rubo. The tzvul yom takes a shower of maim shuvim on the same day. So a group of rishonim say that that undoes the tefillah. So that's what this Rashi holds in Makkos. Chavish ha-mayim shenof l'letach ayam, and the yam is stagnant. The yam is not moving. So the Gemara says, Rashi has the girsas in the Gemara, ha-tovel sham, they also lo tefillah. The tefillah is a good tefillah. He has the water has hashaka, so his tefillah is good. But the second he comes out, his baro shemiru v'maim shum undoes the tefillah in the rabban. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Tosfos can't imagine such a thing. Tosfos says it's ridiculous. It doesn't exist. So what does it say in the Gemara? So Tosfos has a different gear. He said not chavish al mayim, chavish al yayin. A barrel of wine fell in there. The wine hashaka doesn't help. Hashaka only helps on water. So if you pour wine into the ocean and the wine gets all mixed all over the place and you have a drop over here, that's all bottled beroy. But if you pour your mayim, if you pour your chavishal yayin into a lake where everything is stagnant, and it comes out, yeah, you're mamish tovel in the wine. You're not being tovel in water. So that's no good.
Do we say bottled beroy by the mikvah from machmim derabanan on gimel rubin? That's also be bottled beroy.
If you have made peris, the mikveh has to be mayim. Rochas is called besar b'mayim. If you have made peris, it's no good benatar. But if you have a mixture of made peris and mayim, so you go basar roiv. So if the roiv is mayim, then even the made peris is batel b'roiv, and it's all considered as if it's all mayim. So it's mitzdarf to the mem. So, yeah. Gimelugim is a chumra in the rabbanim. If you poured in gimelugim before the mikveh became mole, it passes the whole thing. So that's the Shach in Yerideya quotes such a suffix from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. When they open up the neck of HaHashoka to do the HaShoka, and then they close it, say, can you be Teufel in the mikveh that was filled up with the water from the tap, which we assume is really Shuvim? Once you did a HaShoka, you assume just like the tumor goes away. So the status of Shuvim goes away. They say, no. Once it's Shuvim, it remains Shuvim until it's going to evaporate and go back to the clouds and then back again the water cycle. Because man in this Gilgal, Elamazan is Gilgal, this water, once it's Shuvim, remains Shuvim. The only thing is, the Kozman, the neck of Hashoka is open, so you're being Tovel in the other mikvah. So the other mikvah is a kosher mikvah. Yeah. If you put together this Rabbeinu Yeruchim with the Chumra of the Ozarua, then you can't be Tovel in any mikvah. Exactly, that's what you just said. Then you can't be Tovel in any mikvah. Because if you go into Bar Rosh Ruba, Maim Shuvim, after being Tovel in a mikvah, so it undoes the tefillah lemafreya. So then all of our mikvahs are like that. So we assume you can't hold from these two chumras bevasachas. If you hold from the chumra of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that after doing hashoka, the water still remains maim shuvim. The only thing is that be'odo in the state of hashoka, so then you're being tevil in the other mikvah, you're not being tevil here. But then if you put that chumra together with the chumra of the Ozarua, that a person who went to mikveh, And then Baroshu and Ramam Shuma on the same day when he's at Tvil Yom. So that undoes the Tvilah Lamafreya, so all of our mikvahs would be possible. So obviously no one holds from these two chumras together. Rashi holds from the two chumras together. Rashi and Makkas holds from the Taisus says they never heard of such a thing. It's ridiculous. But Rashi holds from the two chumras together. So here there are four possible ways to read what it says over here. Lo l'tuma v'lo l'tara. Lo l'tuma, we know what it means. When it says lo l'tara, what does it mean? That it's not a chibur. So there are four possibilities. The tara means to be mitztaref yachat, to constitute aboim so, to create a mikveh yesh meyayin. Or are we talking about, I have a mikveh kshere, and I want to declare that this is a branch of that mikveh kshere. This only has 35 saw. The other one has 40 saw. So there's more room to be makel there. You don't have to create a mikveh. The mikveh exists already. I just want to declare this is a branch of that mikveh. So Tosfos is going to draw this possible distinctions between the two. Then the other two possibilities of latara is that you're talking about hashoka. Either hashoka for mayim tmeim, literally letahara, to be mitar the mayim tmeim. Or maybe letahara means that it should be considered hashoka for the purpose of mayim shuvim. Whatever that helps for. Either the hashoka mayim shuvim removes the status of the mayim shuvim, or the hashoka doesn't change it. It's going to remain mayim shuvim until it evaporates into the clouds, until it comes down the next gilgul. Shaila, whether we believe in Gilgal or not, but by the water, for sure we believe in Gilgal. The Gemara says there's a water cycle, so the water, all the water that's Maim Shuvim, all the water in the world by now is all Maim Shuvim. But it went back to the clouds and it came down again, so now it's all Tohar and it's no longer Maim Shuvim. So that's the Shaila. What does it mean, Latara? Okay, so we're gonna have to spend time seeing this thesis here. So what does the Gemara say again? Mashke Tofeach, but it's not Tofeach Maros Latfiach. Is not a chibur lo l'tuma v'lo l'tara. What are the other two? Notzek v'katafris. So Tosfos points out the difference here. Notzek means you're pouring in the air. Let's say I'm pouring water from a pitcher to a barrel on the bottom. And an adam tummy touches the water as it's falling down. An adam tummy touches the water on the bottom. So they say, magamim tosek kemagam bekulos. So all the water on top becomes tummy. All the water in the pitcher becomes tummy. Because it's one unit or not. So the Mishnah says, no, I'm not tzuk ain achibur. If you're pouring water, bavir, not tzuk ain achibur. Fine. And what does katafris mean? So katafris means if you have a slanty surface and the water is rolling down. So the same story, except not tzuk is when it's no hands. It's flying in the air. And katafris is there is hands. The water is rolling down the side of a mountain. Tosfos quotes the Mishnahs like that. That's called chardalis or hardalis. It's sometimes called hardalis. It's sometimes called chardalis. When the water is rolling down, when there's a lot of rain, a lot of snow, and all the melting snow and all the rain is rolling down the side of the mountain, that's a katafris. So if an autumn tummy touches the water on the bottom, so that's a shaila whether water that's mechubel karka becomes tummy. So someone has a pitcher of water and is pouring it, so someone touches the water on the bottom. The water on the bottom will become tummy. The water on the top is not so gain a chibur. Katafris probably will not. The water is sitting on the ground. So katafris probably, if an autumn tummy touches it, he will not be metami. Let's say I'm going to touch a puddle of water on the ground. So I think the din in Mishnah said it's not mekabel tummy. As the status is considered like a mikveh. A mikveh has to have 40 saw for tfilas adam. But if it has a revius, that minatar is good enough for tfilas kelim. If you have a kli that's tameh, let's say I have a little fork or a little knife that's tameh, and you have a little puddle of water that has a revius, so minatar, that's enough to be tovim. But the Rabbana, the Gemara says in Nazar, but luhu li reviyasa. There are mevatel adin, and you can no longer be mitarit kelim tmeim in a mikveh of less than 40 saw. The tefilas kelim, if I buy forks and knives from a goy that I'm going to use in the middle of a meal for eating purposes, that Tosfos writes on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, that's a different din of tefilas kelim. That's not to remove any tumah that was there from before. So there Tosfos claims that, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this Tosfos claims that they need aboim sa'am and atar. That's not only a din with the rabban. But if you're just talking about the knife and the fork is tumah and you want to remove the tumah, so in Torah, if you have a little mikveh, you don't need memso. Memso is only for tefilas adam. For tefilas kelim, tmeim, to remove the tumah, then a Torah revius would be enough if the fork and the knife could fit it to a revius. If you need more than Revius, you need more than Revius. Okay, but you don't need Memsor. Memsor is only needed mid the Rabbanon there. Okay. So what's the din over here? Let's say Katafri. So if a person touches a body of water, a puddle of water on the ground, so it's really touching a mikveh. So the mikveh is not Mekabel Tumah. If it has a Revius of water, it already has the status of a mikveh.
When Rabbanon said Bitul the Revius, where did the fact that the Revius can be Matari, the Kalim, or where they just Mevatel that they won't do it?
It's not Matari the Kalim. Yeah, even if you, even if you would Tevel a Kalim in a mikveh that has less than a bomb, so you have to be Tevel them again to remove the tumor. Yeah.
But the Rabbis also won't be. Meaning you won't have a physical
state with the rifle? No, no. Remove the tumor, but midrabbanan, you have to be toivel it again because we treat it as if it's still tummy. It's tummy midrabbanan, yeah. So Nachum, so what does it mean? Hakatafris enachibur. What is that negir to? Not again, achibur is negir to magam and mitzasa magam bekuloi, because that water is makabal tumor. You're pouring water. Katafris, the water is rolling down the side of the mountain. What does it mean? Katafris enachibur. So the pashup shat is. Two versions here, Rashi and Tosis. I have two mikvahs. One mikveh has 20 saw, one mikveh has 20 saw, neither has 40 saw. And then I have the both mikvahs go to the edge of the mountain, and then there's water rolling down. So the water that's rolling down the side of the mountain is connecting the one mikveh with the other. So is that a chibur or not? So that's what the Mishnah says, that katafris ain't a chibur. Or perhaps the pshat, that's what Tosis is going to discuss. Maybe I have one mikveh that has 40 saw, the other mikveh has 35 saw. So in the mikveh that has 40 saw, it already is kosher. You're not creating a new mikveh, yesh me'ayin. You're just trying to declare that this is a chibur with that mikveh. So just like the other mikveh has already 40 saw, so this is an extension, this is a branch of the other mikveh. So that's what it says. Katafer sein a chibur. Why is notzuk with katafer sein a chibur? So this is a famous machlokes. The Hungarian rabbonim are all machmer for the Divrei Chaim. Rav Chaim Sanza was a rabbi in Hungary, prominent goyen in Hungary. He has a whole sefer of all of his chumras and hilchas mikvahs. So one of his chumras is that natzik v'katafris ein achibur. The pashup shat natzik v'katafris means that water that's moving is not mechaber. Water is only mechaber two different bodies. If you have 20 saw, 20 saw. If you have 40 saw, 35 saw. You want to be mechaber them, so the chibur has to be stationary water. If the water is moving, is zechlim. The zechlim is not a mikveh, and zechlim is no good for chibur. Let's say there's an avalanche of water. It's pouring so much. I'll have a kelim that are tomei, and I'll hold the kli in my hand, and this avalanche of water is going to be flowing down the side of the mountains. Or I'll be another tomei, and I'll stand on the bottom of the mountain. The water will be rolling down on me, 40 saw, 100,000 saw. 100,000 saw going to roll on me. So that's no good, that's zechlim. And mikveh is not mitar bezechlim. Mikveh is only mitar be'eshbarim. The word mikveh means cover the kaima, that it's stagnant, it's standing still. Eshbara means milosh and shever, there's a crack in the ground, and the water is stagnant. If the water is moving around, so zechlem is a psul deraisa, that's not good for a mikveh. So not only is zechlem not called a mikveh, zechlem cannot be mechaber, two mikvahs. So if you have one mikveh that has 20 saw, one mikveh has 20 saw. And the thing that's connecting the two is mayim zechlem. I have two, on two levels in the mountain, I have on one plateau, I have 20 saw puddle, another plateau, I have 20 saw, and then the water is rolling down the side, and the flowing water, the hardalis, shog shamim, the hardalis, shog shamim, is connecting the two. So since the thing that's mechaber is echlim, so that's not a chibur.
That water becomes tame? If you hold that a reviz of mayim has a dimikvah, itself can't become tame, is that only by shvayim or a little bit kata?
Katafris can become tummy, but there's a different reason why it's not tummy, I think. There's another din. Water only becomes tummy once you toilish it. Michibur
la karka. Maybe it's not mechubur la karka when it's running down the mountain. Just like it's not mechubur to itself.
I don't know. Could be. I have to look in the shot.
That's the seal of tumor of the katafris. The water can become tummy, just like zeichlin water, when it's touched in the middle of the tumor.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You have to look in the Mishnais. I remember. Yeah.
What about a river? It's a river that's moving.
A river that's moving is a problem of Zechlem. So it's no good Menatara, right? A river that's moving is a problem of Zechlem.
What if it goes out of its boundaries, no? If it moves within the Seshbarim?
Yeah, let's say a person jumps into a swimming pool, so all the water starts splashing around and around. If you have a swimming pool that has a filter, and all the water cascade is going out and going in, going out, so the whole thing is zechlin. The whole thing may be a problem of zechlin. But let's say have a swimming pool and the water is not going out anywhere. But just when I jump in, so the water starts to splash all around. But all the water that splashes on the walls, on the edge of the swimming pool, are going to bounce back into the middle after a while. So that the Mishnayos say that that's not called zechlin. If it's within bounds, it's not called zechlin. The shaila is maybe the river also, maybe if the river is if the river is very deep, and on the bottom of the river you have a boim saw, even if all the water is going to flow, but it's not every drop of water is going to flow. The bottom is so deep, the water flows at a certain point over here. But even if all the water above that point is going to disappear, the water below that is going to have a boim saw. So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Whether you consider, so there are three opinions in Shulchan Aruch about that. Let's say you have zeichlin. You have three opinions. Let's say you have a mikveh, and you have a leak in the mikveh, in the middle of the mikveh. So if you let all the water leak out, all the water will go down till the point of the hole, and then from the point of the hole and below is not going to go out. So let's say from the point of the hole and lower, you have way more than Aboim Sol. So how do you deal with this issue of Zeichlin? So there's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch that if you table below the hole, that's not Zeichlin. Table above the hole, that is Zeichlin, because all that water is going to go out. Then there's another opinion that, no, it's all one big mikveh. So since the top is Zeichlin, so you can't even be table on the bottom. The whole mikveh is considered one unit, and the whole thing is considered Zeichlin. So l'chatchile, we should be choishish for that. And b'diyevet we makel the opposite direction. That even if you table on the upper half, since the upper half is mamish sitting on top of the bottom half is mamish eshbore. The bottom half, the water is not going to go anywhere. You have aboim saw. So even the upper half, which is zechlin, is mechuber to the bottom half. So b'diyevet, if you table on the upper half, it would be good. And Shulchan Aruch, they quoted as three different opinions. You can be table on the lower part. You can't be table on the upper part. Or you can even be table in the upper part, or you cannot even be table in the lower part. So l'chatchila when machmir, you cannot even be table in the lower part, because I treat it as one big mikvah, and the whole thing is zechlin. And but b'diyevet we paskin that even if you table in the upper part, it would also be good, because the lower part is a kosher mikvah, and the upper part is mechubah to the lower part. Are the upper part is zechlin, so what? But the zechlin that's mechubah to a kosher and mikveh, you're being tovel, it's considered as if you're being tovel in the main mikveh. This is a branch, this is an extension of the main mikveh.
You have one mikveh that's tovel completely, and you have a shaker to another mikveh.
Yeah.
But
also be good.
Maim
zechlim is not called a mikveh. Maim zechlim is not, mikveh means kovel v'kaimu. But if you have 40 saw that is kovel v'kaimu, and then I happen to have a mikveh of zechlin that's attached to the kosher mikveh. So that since the kosher mikveh is kosher, this is an extension of that. So that's good. Just like if this is mamish shuvim. Shuvim is no good for mikveh, but it's considered as if this is an extension of that mikveh. So even if it's zechlin, it's also good. The common... In recent years, the common practice is when they make a mikveh, it costs a fortune of money. Why is it so expensive to make a mikveh? Because they're choshish for all the chumras that you can possibly imagine. So one of the chumras is the chasam sefer. The chasam sefer says if you have mayim tmeim and you want to be metire them, so echel mamashkim, there's no tefillah b'mikveh. So if you have mayim tmeim, it becomes tor because of ashoka. So shoka is midin zriya. So what do you mean zriya? Let's say I have an apple, I want to plant it. So I'll put the apple on top of the ground. I'll have a cliff. I'll put the apple next to the cliff. No, it doesn't help. You have to put the apple with offer all around it. Top and bottom and on all the four directions. You have to have in all six directions, you have to have offer. So the Chasam Sefer says, if you want to do hashoka to solve the problem of maim shuvim, so it's not enough you have a kosher mikveh next to a mikveh that has tap water, and you have a connection. One next to the other, that's not zriya. Zriya, you have to take the maim shuvim and put it in the middle. You have to be zareyet. Zerei ma'ala p'nei chutzis. You have to plant the mayim shuvim in the middle of the mayim ksherim. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. You have to take, turn out, you have to have a mikveh ksherah, you have to have a kosher mikveh that you collected rainwater without collecting it in a container. There's no mayim shuvim there. You have 40 sur. Then you have to turn on the faucet, and you have to have a hose from the faucet, and the hose empties out the tap water into the middle of the mikveh ksherah. So then what? So the practice always was, you have two burris, one next to the other. If you're just going to have water that's collected from the rooftop, mayim ksherim, that's not mayim shuvim, so 10 people are going to be tevel, so the water's going to be filthy. If the 10 people are going to tevel, the water's going to be filthy. No one's going to want to use it. So you have a mikveh ksherah, so you have to have a kosher mikveh, no one's going to be tevel there. And then you have a mikveh next to that, you have a bar tvilo. You have a bar tvilo that everybody's tevel there, and you keep on changing the water. So you empty out the water and you turn on tap water. But the tap water is the chachashash maim shuvim. So the practice always was, before the days of the Chassam Sofer, you have a bor hatvila next to the bor of the maim ksherim. And just make a hashoke. You do a nekev hashoke. You open the plug and then you close the plug again because you don't want to lose any of your original water at the 40 saw maim ksherim. You don't want it to mix in. If it's going to mix, so you may not have aboim saw of kosher of water. A lot of them maim shuv may go in back and forth. So you don't want it to slush back and forth, so you only open up and they can hashok a little bit and you close it again. That's 2 days in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, whether that's acceptable or not. Okay, so that was always the practice. If you're going to have nosan saw and natal saw, then we're going to have a problem. The din is, We ought to go to tackle all the dinim. There's a Mishnah that says that the mikveh has to be mayim. Brachet zeh kol b'sar b'mayim. You can't be tovel and make peiris. So let's say you have a mikveh with a boim saw of water, and somebody poured in white wine. That doesn't change. If you pour in purple wine and it changes the color of the mikveh, so there's a din midirabbanon that the mikveh shenishtana marav is pasul midirabbanon because it looks like meiperis. It will be meiperis. It is meiperis. How did it change color? Because I poured in apple cider. I poured in wine over there. But strictly speaking, since the rove is mayim and only a miut is meiperis, so the meiperis is bottle burris, a minator would be good. But midirabbanon mishum marisayim, so they said a mikveh shenishtana marav. If the color of the mikveh was changed because you poured in a liquid, so shinimara pasels, we treat it midirabbanon as if the whole thing is meiperis. Yeah. The Mishnah says that this din of Shinemara only passes if it was Nishtanemara because of a liquid that was poured in. Let's say you threw in a pellet of what do they throw in to purify the water?
Chlorine.
So if you're pouring chlorine, if you're pouring green chlorine, you pour it in so much that it changes the color of the whole thing. So that's a psul midirabon. That's Shinemara, pasul midirabon. If you throw in a pellet of if the whole water is going to change color because of the chlorine, mistama, you burn your eyes out. There's going to be too much chlorine there. So stam, it's never going to happen. It's not going to happen like that. You can't pour in so much chlorine. It'll be dangerous. It'll be unhealthy. But theoretically, so if you pour in so much green chlorine till it changes the whole color of the mikveh, the water looks green. So then that's a psul derabbana. But if you throw in a solid pellet of chlorine, And that accomplishes to change the color. So the Mishnah say that that's okay. Because the whole din midirabbanon of shina mare pasul is only because it looks like it's made peiris. So that's only if a liquid was poured in that was mishana de mare, so then you treat the whole thing as made peiris. But if it was a solid that fell in and changed the color, so then the Mishnah says that that's okay. Nachamon. So let's say, so there's a Mishnah that says, let's say a person has white wine. So it's not going to change the color of the mikveh. Colorless wine. So it's not going to change the color of the mikveh. He has a mikveh kshera, and he pours in so much wine, there's more wine than there is. He's pouring in gallons and gallons and gallons of wine. So he has 40 saw of water and 100 saw of wine. So the water is batel b'raif. So you don't have a kosher and mikveh. So what happens, he's not doing like that. It's not such a meshugana. He has a mikveh with 40 saw. He pours in one saw of wine, colorless. It doesn't make a shinemara. It makes a shinemara. It's pasul midirabbanon. He pours in one saw of wine, and he stirs it up. He waits till he mixes it all up, and then he opens up the plug on the bottom, and he lets out a saw of the mixture. Now he has only, he originally had 40 saw, then he poured in one saw of wine. He has 41 saw. He waits till he stirs it up. Now he lets out one saw. He only has 40 saw. So we say the amount of wine that he had is bottled bereiv. So I declare the whole mikveh is kosher. The whole mikveh is ruba. The reiv was water, so the maid peiris was bottled bereiv. But then he pours in another saw of wine, and he stirs everything up, and then he opens up the plug on the bottom, and he lets out a saw. Now he only has 40 saw. And then he does this several times. So he's going to reach a point, he's going to reach a point that he will no longer have a reiv of water. But there's a mathematical formula. You have to figure out how long is it going to take. Because when you mix in one saw, it's not such high mathematics, it's not arithmetic, it's not plain arithmetic, you have to make a calculation. So, midrabbanan they made a chumre ad rubai. If he had 40 saw, and he did this 20 times, he poured in one saw of wine, and he stirred it up, then he let out a saw. Nosan saw v'notal saw, nosan saw v'notal saw, nosan saw, he poured in a saw of mei peiris, and he took it, and then he stirred it up, and then he took out a saw of the whole mixture. So the truth of the matter is, even if he does it 20 times, and he started off with exactly 40, does it 20 times, he still has a rive of water, because when he was taking out not al saw, he was taking out a mixture of water with mei peris. So that's the chumra midirabbanan, that he says, it says in the Mishnah, ad rubai. If he already did it 20 times, then you have to be choshish. Maybe it took out, we know it's not true, but it's a chumer medirabbanan. Maybe it took out 20 saw of water and you no longer have a rive of water against the mei peris. So that's a chumer medirabbanan. And nosa saw menata saw is ad rubai.
If you recall, I think there's, you hold that, I don't think it's child of prayer. I think it's me, the Pumakot, so you hold that they get mixed up properly. If you hold the Mamash get mixed up properly, you do whatever the fancy arithmetic to find out when it's really going to be a Rovi Ayin, and you make an extra time to take out or two?
I don't think so. I think that we're Machmeh Midirabbanan, that you have to consider it as if all the stuff that you took out, the Notal saw each time, was all water. I think that's the Chumrim of the Rabbanim. So the Shaila is, what if you did this with Maim Shuvim? I have the mikvah of 40 saw, and I pour in a barrel of one saw of Maim Shuvim. So I had a Hashaka. Then I take out a saw of water. Then I pour in a saw of Maim Shuvim, then I take out a saw. So that doesn't, it doesn't make any sense. Why should there be a problem? You should say, once you did a Hashaka, Maim Shuvim, so the Hashaka makes it that it's no longer Shuvim. So everything is perfect. Everything should be fine. So the Pele is that the Rambam and the Ravid both write. The Rambam is in the Mishnah Torah, and the Ravid wrote a sefer on Taras HaMishpacha that's called Balei HaNefesh. So the Ravid b'mikra happens to agree with the Rambam. They both say the same thing. The Nosan Saw, the Notal Saw, is only good at Rubo. It not only applies to Mei Peiris, that's where it makes sense. We understand what's going on over there. It even applies to Maim Shuvim. So the Kesem Mishnah, he doesn't understand why. How can it apply to Maim Shuvim? When you pour in the Maim Shuvim into the mikveh, so it becomes Ay Shuvim, the Pashtus is. Not like that Tzad in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it remains Maim Shuvim. The Pashtus is that it's no longer Maim Shuvim. So the Kesem Mishnah says it's a Chumre because of Maris Ayin, because it looks as if it's Maim Shuvim. So we're concerned about this. So the Chasam Sofer came up with his Chumre that... when you have mayim she'uvim and you want to make it into mayim k'shem and you do hashokeh, hashokeh is midin zriya, the same kind of zriya that you need if you have mayim t'meim and you want to be metayer them, so the same din zriya you're going to need, the same din hashokeh you'll need if you have mayim shuvim and you want to make them into mayim k'shem. So he says that the zriya is not it's not acceptable if you have a mikveh with a kosher of water standing next to a mikveh where the people are going to be tevil that's full of maim shuvim, you're just going to open a pipe in between. He thinks that that's not called zriya. That's hashoke, one bore next to the other, that's not acceptable. He says you got to have zriya. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, he says, the Chasam Sofer never said that, that's against Mishnayos. Chasam Sofer said this is good or that's good, there are both, either way is acceptable. It's very difficult. The Chasam Sofer did say it. Chasam Sofer says the other one is no good. And it is against Mishnayos. How can you say such a chum? It's against Beferish and Mishnayos. So Moshe Machtavek, the whole thing, he says that some Sofer never said it, never meant it, it can't be. It's against Beferish and Mishnais. But that's all the Hungarians assume, that the some Sofer said what he wrote, he meant what he said. It's a Chumra.
How do you fix it? How do you fix it? How does he do it?
So he says like this, you can't just fill in a Bor HaTfilo with water from the tap and then open up a neck of a Hashokah, that's one next to the other, that's not good, you have to have Zriya. So he says you have to have a mikvah kshera, then you have to turn on the faucet, and there should be a hose, a pipe, leading the water from the faucet, which is maim shuv, into the middle of the board that has the kosher and mayim, and that's called zriya. And then the zriya will accomplish that the maim shuv will become kosher, and then you have this mikveh that's full of maim ksherim is going to be very deep. It has 200 saw in it, and it reaches a point where there's a hole. And when it reaches that point, then the water will overflow into the next bar. So the water in the next bar will be clean water, and everybody will be tevel in that water. Then after 10 people will use it, it'll get filthy. So we'll empty out the bar. We'll do the thing again. We'll have water from the tap go into the middle of the bor, into the bor with the maim ksherim, till it reaches. So the problem is going to be nasan sov and atasa. It's going to be nasan sov and atasa. So mikra din nasan sov and atasa. Most of the rishonim say it's only a problem by my parents. But the shach says that we should be machmir for the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid say that it's no good. So in Hungary and Galicia, where they were machmir for the chasam sofer, they didn't have a $500,000 to burn. So they were mekel on the nasan sov and atasa. They followed
the
chasam sofer is like Moshe Rabbeinu. First you have to worry about the chasam sofer. If possible, we'll worry about the Rambam and the Ravid also. But the more important is the chasam sofer. So that's what all over in Hungary and Galicia, that's how they followed the chasam sofer. And they were mekel on the nasan sov and atasa. The shach recommends you should be machmer on the nasan sov and atasa. Mikra din is really good. He says you should be machmer on. One of the Chassidish Rebbe's writes in his sefer, the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva, where he quotes this, he quotes all kinds of funny things in his tshuvas. So he quotes from some Chassidish Rebbe, what's Taka the Din? Is the Din like the Rambam and the Ravid or not? So he says, the Gemara says that a Ben Anido will be a Chotzuf. If a couple doesn't observe Taras HaMishpacha, so the children who are born will be chatzufim, they'll be shkotzim. So we see that in Hungary and Galicia, they all made a mikveh like some sofer. It was always nasa samin al tasa. The children were very fine, they were very from, they're very edel. So you see that the din is not like the Rambam and the Ravid. If they would be right, the children would be chatzufim. But in the Olam HaEmes, the Rambam has his own yeshiva, and he won't let in those children to learn in his yeshiva. When you go up to the Olam Emes, so that's what the Menchas Yitzchok has a whole tshuva. He tries to break his head. So what did the Rebbe say over here? Did he say it is good? Did he say it's not good? First he says the children are not chatzufim, so it's a right, and we don't pass like the Rambam and the Ravid. Then he says, but the Rambam has his own yeshiva in the yeshiva Shalmaila, and he won't let them learn his yeshiva. So he's saying it's no good. It's the problem. So this is the problem. If you want to be machmer for the Chasam Sefer, so you're always going to be mekel on the Nosan Soh. They're not also. So what they do is they have three boris. Every time you make another bor, it costs another $250,000. So you have two boris that are filled up with rainwater. So one bor just sits there for the last 50 years, the bor sits there, and you're tevel in this mikveh. So this mikveh, you do a hashokah sideways to that mikveh. So according to all the classical poskim, it's a kosher mikveh. If you're worried about the Chasam Sofer is Chumra, that one mikveh next to the other is not sufficient, you have to have Davke Zriya, so they have two boris that they have Maim Ksherim, and one of them, they take the hose from the tap water, and they let the water go into that mikveh till it reaches a certain point, and it flows over into the Bor HaTfilo. So the Bor HaTfilo had a Zriya, the water in the Bor HaTfilo had a Zriya in the mikveh Kshera, and then it has a hashokah with the other mikvah kshera on the side. The only thing is, if you really hold, like the Chasam Sofer, that the hashokah is no good, you need zriya, and you want to be machmir for the Rambam and the Ravid, so it's no good. So in order to add an added chumra, so they do hamshoche on the water that they take from the tap. The din is, we said that if you have maim shuvim, So it remains Maim Shuvim until it goes back to the clouds, till it evaporates, and then when it comes down, then the next Gilgal, then it's okay, then it's already purified. So there's a Mishnah there, Mishnayis in Temura. It should have been in Mikvahs, but it's not. It's a Mishnayis in the first Perek in Temura. So the Mishnayis say, if you have Mayim Shuvim and you roll it on the ground, Gimel Tfachim, Berochav Tefach, you roll it on Karka Haroy Livloa, so it cancels the status of Mayim Shuvim. So the Tanoim have a Machloikis, is that only a Kulit, Hamshocha? If you roll it on the ground, the distance of Gimel Tfachim, Berochav Tefach, it cancels the din of shuvim mizal, not only vis-a-vis the din derabbanan of gimel lugim ma'im shuvim pasaling a mikveh, or even when you get to the din of kuloshov. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Why should there be a machlokes hatanaim? So that's what led some of the Balei HaTos. That was a machlokes derin derabbanan tam, where the kuloshov is a din derais, a din derabbanan. So that mishnah sounds like gimel lugim ma'im shuvim. That's only a din derabbanan. Kuloshov or rubashov is a din derais. So maybe hamshach is only good for gimel lugim. Maybe hamshach is not acceptable. That's the Loshan Atanaim. Shuvo Shim Shichu Kul. The whole mikveh Shuvo. The whole mix is Maim Shuvo. Shuvo Shim Shichu Kul is a machlekes Atanaim. How do we paskin halacha lemaise? Is a machlekes Harishonim. And it's one of the exceptions to the rule. The Rambam usually doesn't quote machlekes. The Rambam writes in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, he's not going to bother you with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel and Abai, but Rabbi's just going to give one psak. But every so often the Rambam gives a machlokes. So this is one of the lucky cases. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim wa machshir shuvishim shuchu akul, and he holds that it's no good. He quotes a machlokes on this. So that's the practice. Rameir Arik introduced this chumra, as in his Chuvis Imre Yosha. So that's what everybody does now. When they have the tap water that they take, so they don't take the hose and have it go directly into the bore of Mayim Cheirim. They have the tap water roll on the ground on Karka Haroy Livloya Gimel Tvachim Berochav Tefach, and then they have it go into the Mikvah Cheirim. So you have a tziruf of another sniff lahokah. But strictly speaking, if you all Shuvishim Shechul Kula is no good, well, Machmer for the Rambam and the Raivah, that Nosan Somanatos even applies to Mayim Shuvim. And you hold like the Chsam Seifers Chumre that you need Dafke Zriya, not Ashoka. So he still didn't help. It's just we're Mitzaref. There really isn't any sheet in the world that holds more than three Chumres. We are Machma and everything, each one Bifnei Atzma. But the combination of all three together, nobody's Mach. So Lamai said that's the way they do the. That's the way they make mikvahs today. Years ago in Europe, they couldn't afford to spend so much money on a mikvah. So those who did like the Chassam Sefer, those who were choshish for the Chassam Sefer, they would just make on the Rambam and the Raivah. It was Shuvishim, it was Nosan Sovinot also. They had the tap water went into the Mikvah Kshera. And after two or three times, it was already Nosan Sovinot also, it was already, all the original water was gone. And after 2 weeks, there's going to be only 5 drops left in the original water. There won't be anything left in the original water. So Lamai said, they were Mekel on this. And now they're Machmet to have the Tziruf of all of these together. So here, there's a question. Let's say Ramosha said, Mikra Din, it's really a good Hashokah. What the Chassam Sofer said was a Chumre, and you can't say that one next to the other is not Hashokah. You can't insist that you need Dafkazur. So let's go with Ikra Din, that's a good Hashokah. So does it make a difference whether you have one bore next to the other bore, or one bore on top of the other bore? So the first Lubavitcher Rebbe is known by his followers as the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe wrote a Shulchan Aruch. At the end of Chelek Yeridei has the Kuntra Sachran. And the Kuntra Sachran, at the end of that volume on Yeridei, so he tells you how to make a mikveh in one easy lesson. So how do you do it? So he says, you dig a very deep ditch, and then you have the water come down from the rooftop, Mayim Kshirim, and then you have way more than Aboyim saw on the bottom, and then you put a lid on that. You put a wooden lid or something, or a plastic lid, whatever, and you just have a little hole big enough to have a hashoka. And then that water is going to remain kosher on the void. But if the people are going to be table there, 10 people are going to be table, it's going to be filthy, so you're going to have to clean it. So instead of being table there, you fill up above that, you fill up with more water, and when that water gets dirty, so you remove all of that water, and you leave the water on the bottom, stays there for 50 years, that water on the bottom doesn't change. You always have Ashoka, Bor Agabi Bor. So that's how the Alter Rebbe says. So strictly speaking, it doesn't make a difference whether there's one bar next to another bar, one bar on top of another bar, because that was the marshal that Alter Rebbe wrote in the Kuntri Sakran. So like the Gemara says in the end of Psochem, the Mishnah says that when you have the Seders, you have to have Shnei Tavshilim. So Gemara has a machlokes, what's the Shnei Tavshilim all about? So one opinion is that it's like Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilim. Shnei Tavshilim means if you have two courses in the meal, that's a Suda Chashuva. So the Seder has to be a Suda Chashuva, you have to have two courses in the meal. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Shnei Tavshilim was only introduced after the Churban by Sheni. It's a Zechel Pesach and Zechel Chagiga. As Ban Abayis, there was no need for Shnei Tavshilim. After the Churban you have, and you don't have to eat them. The Shnei Tavshilim don't have to be eaten. You just look at it. It sits on the table, it sits on the Kaira, and it's just as a Zecher. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that since it's a Zecher LePesach and Zecher LeChagiga, two different carbonas, they should both be flesh, because the two carbonas were flesh. So the Gemara says, we don't pass like that. Lamai said, we don't do that. One of them by us is a hard-boiled egg, and the other one is a Zroah. One is flesh, and one is Parva. But one opinion in the Gemara, they both have to be flesh. So one of the Amoraim says, wrong. It doesn't have to be fleshy, neither has to be fleshy. And he gives a mashal afilo silka v'arayza. Even if one of them is cooked beets and one of them is rice, afilo silka v'arayza is also good. I think Gemara says, but Rabbi Chaim Niri holds that oiriz is bole de chimutz, so I can take rice and cook it, it'll turn into chametz. Gemara says over there, leis l'chosh l'had Rabbi Chaim Niri. No one holds like Rabbi Chaim Niri, so don't worry about it. You can eat rice on Pesach. That's what the Balamor writes on that Gemara. You see that this minig that the Ashkenazim started, not to eat rice on Pesach, is against the Gemara. They never had such a minig in the days of the Gemara. Everybody ate kitnias, so there's nothing wrong. The Ashkenazim say that was in the days of the Gemara, and later they started a minig not to eat rice. Okay. So just like the Gemara says there, one of the Amoraim said, afilo silka v'arayza. Better would be if you have two pieces of flesh, that's Zechel Pesach and Zechel Achiga, but they weren't matriachas to do that. So one of the Amoraim was Mahadir Bedavka to have Silka V'Aroiza, because that was what the Moshul that his Rebbe gave in the Shi. He said Silka V'Aroiza, so he wanted every Pesach night to remember what the Rebbe said, so he was Mahadir to have. So that's by Lubavitch, Hol V'Nofik, since their Rebbe gave this as a Moshul, the Alter Rebbe wrote in the Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Yeridaya, that the way to make mikvah is a Bor Agabi Bor, that's how you do a Hashoke, so out of the Chiba to their Rebbe, so that's the way they like to do it. So the Dibrei Chaim, Reb Chaim Sanze said that's not good. Why? He said that's notzik v'chatafer sein mechiba. Normally you say notzik v'chatafer sein mechiba means because it's zeichlim. Anything that zeichel is not called a mikveh. A mikveh means kovav v'kaim. It's standing still, has to be beishbar, and if it's moving is no good. So if I have, let's say, two mikvehs, each one is only 20 saw, and the thing that connects to the zeichlim, so how can you say that A plus B plus C all together adds up to be 40 saw? What do you mean? Part of it is Zechlim, so that doesn't have a shame mikvah on it. Or if you have 40 saw and Natsik v'katafris is Mechaber 35 saw to 40 saw. So if it wouldn't be Zechlim, A plus B plus C, it's all one big mikvah, so it has altogether 75 saw. Good, it has more than 75 saw. But the part that's Mechaber in the middle is Zechlim, so Zechlim doesn't have a shame mikvah. The word mikvah means cover the kaimah. Means a shbarin and a shever and a crack in the ground. So that's the pashup shot. Notzik a katafer zein a chiba means because it's zechlim, and just like zechlim doesn't have a shem mikveh, he can't be table, so it's no good to be machaber either, because the chiba between the A and C has to be B, and B has to be also a shem mikveh. So Abchaim Sanzen says no. Notzik a katafer means the chiba is only one next to the other. One on top of the other is no good. That's why it's no good. And even if it's standing still, it's no good. So that's why many pasul the Lubavitcher mikvahs. And the Lubavitcher won't give in, because they love their Rebbe. And they have to do the way their Rebbe said. So they always insist there has to be Bor Agabi Bor. And the Hungarians are always machmer for the Dibrei Chaim. Dibrei Chaim to them was like the Moshe Rabbein. They can't live without the Dibrei Chaim. The Chazanish has a lot of hasogas against a lot of the chumras of the Dibrei Chaim and Hilchos Mikvos, so this is one of them. That's not the pashup shat and not the katafris. It's not because it's a chibur one on top of the other, as opposed to one next to the other. It has nothing to do with that. It's because it's zeklim, and zeklim is not mechaber. It's not because one on top of the other. So that's the shaila. How do you understand this gemara? This is a mishnah. Notzik the katafris and mashke tafech in a chibur. Why is it in a chibur? Because one on top of the other, as opposed to one next to the other? Or is it because it's zechlim, and zechlim is no good for a mikvah? So that's why it can't be mechaber.
doesn't want to top the other side of the town over the Yeruchim, because now you won't have to put a bug there, because the pressure mine is on the bottom and it can't really go off.
That is correct. Okay. Okay. The law is that you can leave it open forever and the water won't change.
That's
right.
Okay. The one that sits in the mikveh, the man on top that makes it memsor, that's a chibur lamayla l'shacha.
What?
Like a fair rod here.
Yom
shana b'zeach hazeh. It's negates from mine and it's kosher.
The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Mikvahs. The Mishnah says, Mikvah Shesh Ba'aboyim Sa Muchovon is exactly Aboyim Sa. And two people will table. So the first person who goes into the Mikvah is going to come out. He's going to take off droplets of water on his body. The Mikvah is not going to have any longer Mem Sa. So it says, Harishon Tahor, Vasheni Tami. Whoever is table first at the time that it had the full Sa, 40 Sa is good. Whoever is table second is not good. So Rav Yudah disagrees. Mahoya Raglush Al Rishon. If the first one who was tevil in the mikveh still has his legs in the mikveh and the water is rolling down his legs and it's going to fall into the mikveh, so Rabbi Yehuda says that that's acceptable. What a wild din. So the Gemara explains in the Chagiga that that's only benigit to milus derabbanon. If a person is really tummy and he really has to be tevil in the mikveh, this is not going to fly. Rabbi Yehuda is not going to be mekel. If a person only needs tevil in the mikveh mid derabbanon, the Gemara says, Mechusi Kippurim, when it comes the end of the time, has to be Tovel Mikvah. Full Yom. When it comes the end of the day, has to be Tovel again in the Mikvah. Whoever has to only needs a Tfilim in their abundance, and then Rabbi Yudah is Mekel. On the level of the Raisa, Rabbi Yudah would never be Mekel to save it. This is only a make believe din. If you have only a Chumim in their abundance, and then Rabbi Yudah is Mekel, hey Mama, hey Mama. This
isn't,
is good.
Isn't that else good office anyway?
Yeah.
So it's
but gudaches only works by mechitzas. It doesn't work bichlal over here. The whole term gudaches only is a rule, a klal that applies to mechitzas. It doesn't apply to mikvahs. It doesn't apply to water. The whole application here is only a kula midirabbanan. If the whole tumah that the whole tefillah that he requires is only midirabbanan, so then Rabbi Yudah is mekel. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah either.
What
do we do about Rabbeinu Yerachmah? Sama Machmer, the Abnei Nez, he thinks there's room to be Machmer. He recommends you should be Machmer. Sama Machmer, Sama not Machmer. So when a person goes to the mikveh, he should make sure that the plug is open.
And there's no problem
of nothing. Well, it depends what level the water is on. If the water level in the kosher mikveh is so high, and the water level in the mikveh, the bar hatfila, is so high, so when you're going to open it up, so then a lot of the water is going to gush out. If the water levels are the same in both mikveh, so the water is not going to slush back and forth, it's just a little opening. It's not going to move back and forth. If the two different levels of water, so then either whichever one is higher is going to even itself out. So the mikveh person, the one in charge of the mikveh, should see to it that they shouldn't take out the plug until the two levels of water are approximately the same. So you won't have any loss of water, you won't have any mixing of the water. Yeah, so the Gemara over here is quoting this for the Mashka Tofeach. But Derech Agav, they quoted already on Nasuk V'Katafris. So Nasuk V'Katafris, that's this big machloikus. The Divrei Chaim understands Nasuk V'Katafris means that a chibra has to be one next to the other as opposed to one on top of the other. And most of the classical poskim do not accept this Divrei Chaim. Nasuk V'Katafris means if it's Zerchlim, so it's just like Zerchlim, it doesn't have a shame mikveh. Zerchlim is not good to be mechaber mikvos. Whether 20 and 20, it can't be mechaber, or 40 and 35, also can't be mechaber. If it's maybe yeah, we'll have to see the tesis.
What's the
svara
of the Chaim? What's the svara? What's wrong with the one on top of the?
I don't think he says it's a svara. He thinks that that's what the Mishnah says, and that's what the Katzafis.
Reason?
I don't know.
We see in the Gemara later that Katzafis means up and down. I see Yadik Katafris.
Okay. The Gemara uses the word Katafris, nothing is moving. It just means up and down. So that's what he claims. And not to the Katafris is no good because it's one on top of the other as opposed to one next to the other. Question of Pirush Amilas, what is it? So the Gemara really quoted it over here, but how did we get involved again? Boy Ilfa. Ilfa was the Mishnah's man. So he declared a shaila whether yadayim tahoris lachatzon. So the Gemara said, what is he talking about? He knows all the Mishnayos. So was he misupik if he can wash half a hand and dry it? No. He's misupik if you wash a half a hand and it's still moist and then you wash the other half. So how moist did it still, how much moisture did it retain? If it only retained so little, such an insignificant amount of moisture, it's only tefeach. Shaloi amanas latfiya, so that's not a chibur. So what he did in effect was he washed the half of his hand at a time, so that's for sure no good. Lo tzvicha, the Gemara says on the second line, must be, the only room for suffix is ikka tefeach lahatfiach. There's a lot of moisture on his hand. He pours a cup of water on half a hand, and there's taka an awful lot of water there. Then he pours from a cup on the other half of the hand, and it's tefeach hamanas latfiach. So the Gemara says, so what's this suffix? So that's a taka din. So it is good. So what's the shayla? Mar says no. Maybe that mishnah that says tefeach shaleh amanas latviach is no good. Tefeach amanas latviach is good. That it's a chibur. Maybe that's only a chibur for the purposes of mikveh, but not for netilas yadayim. Maybe bottom line, you can't do netilas yadayim lachatzoy. That's what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, Dilma linya mikvos v'rab yudhi. Maybe that line in the mishnah that says tefeach amanas latviach is a chibur is only, doesn't apply to netilas yadayim at all. You can't do netilas yadayim lachatzoy, just like you can't be toivel in a mikveh lachatzoy. So you have to wash, the unit is the whole, you don't have to wash both hands, one hand at a time, but the whole hand is one unit. And maybe it only goes within Reb Yudah, that's this din of Reb Yudah that we don't pass on like. We pass on like the Tanakam, and mikveh sheish v'aboyim so mechuvonas, yodushnaim etovel v'zeach hazarish, and tovesh eni tomei, because you no longer have mem so. Rabbi Yudah says, if it's only a tefillah that's needed midirabbanan, milus, the Gemara calls it milus, chumris midirabbanan, so then Rabbi Yudah would be making a mahoya ragal of shalarishan, nogos bimayim, and the water is on his leg, is tefeh, and water on his hair, on his leg, everything, he's sopping wet, he has an awful lot of water, tefeh hamanas latfiach, and the water is going to roll down, mahoya ragal of shalarishan, nogos bimayim, afasheni tohor, shay, you make on that thing. So maybe that's the only time where we say tefeach hamanas latvich is acceptable, but by netilas yadayim not. So that's the Gemara Shah. So here Taisus goes into a long dissertation. What's taken it in? Tefeach hamanas latvich is enough to be mechaber two mikvahs together? 20 saw with 20 saw? 40 saw with 35 saw? That's taken enough? So they have stiras galore. So there's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Mikvos that says that the Mechaber between two Mikvos has to be Kiklipas Hashum. That's the first wide line. The Taisus has narrow lines and medium-sized lines and the very wide lines. So in the first very wide line. In the Taisus, they quote a Mishnah from Mikvos where it says, Rum, the depth of the water should be Kiklipas Hashum. Like the shell of a shum is a... garlic, like an onion shell, it has a peel, an onion peel. So a garlic shell has a certain thickness to it. So that's a little taste system. That's more than tefeach hamanas latviach. So they have a stira. Here the Gemara says that the shear of the thickness of the water to be mechaber A and C. So the B that's mechaber in the middle is sufficient if it's tefeach hamanas latviach. And there it says it has to be kiklipas hashum. So what do you do with this stira? So it could be that it's a machlekes Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanan. The Gemara just said here that this Mishnah about tefeach manas latviach, maybe it only goes dilma linyam mikvos Rabbi Yudah. Maybe that part is only Rabbi Yudah. The first part on Natzak vakatafis ain't a chibur. That's probably bein the Rabbi Yudah, bein the Rabbanan. But the third din that it says mashke tefeach is not chibur. Tefeach manas latviach is chibur. So the Gemara said that goes within Rabbi Yudah's shita. We have not the pasuk like Rabbi Yudah. So Taisa suggests, at what point? Maybe that's only within Rabbi Yudah. He's mekel. So there, tefeach hamanas. He holds tefeach hamanas latvich would be good enough to be mechaber two mikvos together. And we would pasken against him. We'd pasken that you need keklipas hashum. Yeah, where is that? Benire. That's on the end of the third long line in the Taisa. The beginning of the fourth line, they say Venira, the Dafkler Rabbi Yudah sagam betefeach hamanas latvich av the Rabban tzachik klipas hashum. Maybe that's a machlekes hatam. The Gemara just said that the third din, Natzik and Katafris, that's not disputed. That everybody agrees that that's no good. And the third din, Mashke tefech is not chibur. Tefech manas la tefech is chibur. Moi said that's a libra beauty. Maybe the rabbanon disagree with the whole. Not only do they disagree with raglav nogos lamato, they disagree completely with the sheni tahor. They say it's not true. They disagree on the chibur of mikvahs also. The rabbanon are ones who say kirum rum keklipas hashem. That's one suggestion that Tosfos gives. Yeah, but in the beginning of the Tosfos, they're bothered with bigger and better problems over here. So how do they present it? Let's see. Mashke tafech ein chibul lo detumah v'tapirish, because ein chibul l'tahara. What does it mean ein chibul l'tahara l'nishtei mikvois? She'ein b'echad mehem mem so. Both mikvois have only 20 so. But notzik v'katafes mashke tafech mechabron ein chibul. The kosher the rabbeinu tam the ad kan lo nechluku rab meir v'rab yudah perkein dorshim gabi gimel gomemios. There are three puddles on three plateaus in the mountain. There's an upper puddle that has 20 saw, bottom puddle has 20 saw, and the middle puddle has 40 saw. And achar de l'shok shamim, you have the water is flowing down, it's pouring outside, so the water is gushing down the side of the mountain, and it's mechaber all the three together. So the shaila is, can you be toivel in the middle mikveh? Can you be toivel? The middle plateau has 40 saw. What's the shaila? Maybe it's zeichlin. Has 40 saw that's going to sit there. But it's connected, it's touching the water that's rolling down. So that was the din in the Shulchan Aruch. That we say, lechatchila, you shouldn't be toivel even in the lower part. But the evidence is good even if you toivel in the upper part. So the Mishnah doesn't have that lechatchila. The Mishnah says, yeah, for sure you can be toivel in the middle, gomamiyos. The middle puddle that has 40 saw, even though the chardal shalkshamim is rolling down the side, so you don't declare that the whole thing lachatchila has the status of a zeichlo. So the Mishnah is against the Chumash Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah writes that it is Gemara in Chagiga, quotes a brisa, that's not a problem. To be tovel in the middle mikveh, that's not a problem. The shad is to be tovel in the upper mikveh, the lower mikveh. The upper mikveh only has 20 saw, the bottom mikveh only has 20 saw. And this slush of water that's running down the mountainside, the chardal l'shal kshamim, is mechaba the upper mikveh with the middle mikveh, and mechaba the bottom mikveh with the upper mikveh. So what's the din? So what does it say? Gimel gam miyos, there are three puddles of water, three different plateaus, three different elevations in the mountain, and the water, the chardal l'shal kshamim, is rolling down the side, connecting them. El yona esrim, v'tachtan esrim, b'yam tzoyis, in the middle puddle, arboim so, the chardal l'shal kshamim, averes b'neim, connecting them. So what's the din? So Tosfos says, how did Tosfos say again? Akan anechluk rabmei rab yudela b'toivel bel yoina. Can you be toivel in the upper mikveh? Yaminu good asik. Can you say that the mikveh 40 saw is mechuber aydei zechlin to the upper mikveh? That's a matzotis. Avol b'tachtoina, but to be toivel in the bottom mikveh, kula mod dosa lo tvila, daminu good achis. The Gemara says that is good. Good achis, strictly speaking, good achis is a terminology that only applies by a mechitza. It's a loshen mushal over here. It's a loshen mushal. So it means if you already have a boim saw in the middle one and the water is flowing from the boim saw connecting with the bottom one, so then you say katafris is a chibur and you can be tovel there. So it's a stira. Alma katafris chibur v'alchamash medein a chibur klal. Here it says in the Mishnah nuts of katafris is not a chibur. And there it says that katafis is a chibur. So the Rabbeinu Tam answers, V'amar Rabbeinu Tam doch, Amar davke b'shtei gamir shebezu esrim v'bezu esrim, v'lek mikveh sholem b'echad b'fnei atzmo, v'la hava chibur. You can't create a mikveh yesh me'ayin with nutzik v'katafis, flowing water with zechlin. You can't create a mikveh. But if you have already a mikveh v'aboim soa, and you want to declare that the bottom gomemius, the bottom puddle, that only has 20 soa, has 35 soa, is a branch of the middle mikveh, so then Natsik v'katafis would be good for them. It's no good to create a mikveh, but if you already have an existing mikveh that has 40 saw, so this can be considered a branch of that. That's what he said. Ermer ha'itam, da'och ha'mari davke b'shtek ha'mir shibuz esrim b'zu esrim, da'lek ha'mikveh sholem b'echad b'fnei atzmo da'lahav ha'chibur. Then zechlem is not mechaber. Ve'imat bilim ha'filu b'tachton, you can't be toivlan either. Avul ha'osem in chagiga daf yutes, dika b'em tzoyis mikveh sholem, you have 40 saw, kuliyama matbilim b'tachtonu. In the upper mikveh, that's the machlok. The Gemara uses expressions of gurasi, gurachas. Gurachas gerasis, strictly speaking, only apply to mechitzas. It's a lashon mushal. Can you even declare that the upper mikveh is also a branch of the middle mikveh? No, only the lower mikveh. Because the water from the upper mikveh is flowing down. Everything goes down with the pull of gravity. So that's the machloikas. The davke noka temtsoy is only in a case where you have the middle mikveh is 40 saw. If none of the mikvahs, you only have two, you don't have three, and neither has 40, so the kuliyama ema bilam afilu betachtoino. Sure. So the Rabbi Natam answered the stira, but he came up with a whopper of a kula. He says that the notzik v'katafr zeichlim is a chibur. It's not a chibur to create a mikvah, but it is a chibur to extend an already existing mikvah, to consider this a branch of the other mikvah. Okay, so that's a fantastic finish. Let's see. Ubisamach kam Rabbi Yehuda, imhoi raglu shal rishon nogas b'may mahve sheni tohar. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda shita, we don't pass like him. Hach de notzak, Rabbi Yehuda hi. The Gemara said this Mishnah in Taris follows Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah says that only tefeach shalom anos la tefeach is not a chibur. Tefeach anos la tefeach is a chibur. Is a chibur. So the Gemara said that's within Rabbi Yehuda. That's a chibur. It could be the Rabbanan would never agree. It's not a chibur at all. That's what Tosis says. V'achdan otz Rabbi Yehuda. Why do hamaskinon? Because the Gemara says over here the conclusion is linya mikvoyes for Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says that that Mishnah amnasav katavus mashke tefer zayin a chibur. The Gemara says dilma in the fourth line on the Amud in the Gemara dilma linya mikvoyes for Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosis says that was a maskana. This line goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Yeah.
Based on the fact that the Gemara that you just said that that's talking about by din derabanan, why couldn't Tosfos give the answer that our Gemara is talking about legabe din deraisa?
But they didn't ask that kasha. Later they're going to ask that kasha. So that would be a simple teres to the kasha later. Yeah. They didn't ask that kasha yet.
No, I'm talking about the question that he asked from the Gemara Chagiga.
No, the Gemara Chagiga. Yeah.
Just simply say that our whole sugya is talking about din deraisa.
I think the Gemara only says it there on Rabbi Yehuda bad raglov shal rishon nogos b'mayim. That kul of Rabbi Yehuda only applies if it's a tefila derabbanan. But the Gimel Gomis I think works even on a level of deraisa. I think so. Later Tosis is going to ask akasha. So the kasha from later can be answered that that Rabbi Yehuda's kula is only by din derabbanan, not by din deraisa.
But what's the difference? Why by Gimel Gomius would it be the din deraisa and by the raglav is the rabban? What's the difference between the two cases?
The water for a mikveh has to be agabi karka. This the Gemara Chagiga, not the Gemara Chagiga. Let's say the ocean every so often has tidal waves. So a big wave jumps out of the ocean and it rolls on the ground. So let's say a person is Tomei, or a person has a kli that he wants to be Toivo, and he holds the kli, he stands there, he takes off all his clothes, he stands there in the sand, and the water engulfs his whole body, 40 saw. So the Gemara says that it's no good. A mikveh has to be al-gabi karka. So if you have water rolling down the bottom of the body of a human being, the body of a person is rolling down his legs, and his legs, raglov, shalvish, and nogas b'mikveh, nogas b'mayin, the Pashta says that's no good. The water has to be mechubal karka. You have to be tovel in a mikveh that's agabi karka. The Pashta says Rabbi Yehuda's din can't be a din deraisa. So it can't be. Here the water is rolling down the side of the mountain. So that's a dion. But the water is on the side of the mountain. Then you have a puddle. So maybe the water in the puddle and the water on the side of the mountain. Maybe it's one body of water. So the only reason why it should not be declared as one by a water because it's zechlim. So maybe that's only no good to create a mikveh. Maybe once you have a mikveh and you just want to declare this is a branch of the already existing mikveh, so that the Rabbi Natam says that's acceptable. That's considered a hemshech of this. If the mikveh, the ikir mikveh is not zechlim, yeah, 40 saw that's not zechlim, just the zechlim is mechaber, makes another thing as a branch of the mikveh, so that's okay. Moshe Feinstein has in his tshuvas in Chelek Yerideya, he has a kasha, he has a tshuva that he sent to Rabbi Rudiman, that one of the Talmidim who was learning in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Nochum Rabinowitz, who's now the Rosh Yeshiva Ma'alei Adumim, so he asked a kasha on the common practice that they do like the Chasam Sofer, they have a mikveh that has 40 saw from the rainwater, Then they take a hose, then they attach it to the faucet, and the water goes into the Zriya, the water goes into the middle of the mikvah Kshera, and then the water flows over. So his kasha was, the minute the water is flowing over, so it's the Zeichlin, Kozman, the water is still below the hole, so it's all within that container. But once the water goes up so high that it starts to flow over, so does it does Zeichlin, so the minute that it's Zeichlin, so lechatchila we machmir that there's no mikveh. Lechatchila, you shouldn't be toivel even, lechatchila you shouldn't be toivel even the part below the hole. And b'dieved it's good even if the part above the hole. So yes, the kasha, that since part of it is zeichlim, so lechatchila you treat the whole mikveh as if it's zeichlim. So how can you do hashoka with a mikveh that's zeichlim? How's the whole hashoka good? So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, I think, writes Rabbi Runim is a very harif is dikka kasha. But it's against the Mishnah. Mishnah is the fairest that it's acceptable. The din is that it's good. This whole chumra that it says in Shulchan Aruch that the
lechatchila. Is that a problem when you're going to use the mikvah? It's not going to be moving.
At the time you're going to use it, it's not going to be moving. But his kasha was, how is the hashaka good? What does it help that Chasam Sefer says you should do Zriya? Zriya is the fancier than a plain hashaka. A plain hashaka, you have one next to the other, nothing is zeichlim, everything is standing still. But here, the hashaka is taking place while the mikveh is zeichlim.
Zeichlim
is a psul and tefillah. Right. No, zeichlim is a psul. It does lose its shame.
When it stops moving.
No,
it's
no.
The moving water, but it doesn't mean that it's not a
mikveh. No, the pashtus says, that it's not a mikveh. Because the word mikveh means cover of a kaimah.
If I have a mikveh with a crack in it and I plaster the hole.
Yeah.
So it lost its shame mikveh because of a zeichlim and everything was going in.
Yeah.
When I plaster the hole, it gets back to shame mikveh because it stopped moving.
Okay. But so, here that hashoka took place while it was zeichlin.
But when it stops, it might have an hashoka.
No, the water is already in the other bore. Yeah.
It doesn't passel the water.
But the water started off as maim shuvim. The water from the tap we're concerned is all maim shuvim. And then we do a zriya into the bore with the maim ksherim, and then it overflows. So while it's overflowing, then it's zeichlin. So at that time it doesn't have a shame mikveh, so the whole mikveh, the bor hatfila, where people are going to be toivel, is filled up with mayim shuvim that never had a proper hashoka. And then when everything stops, so there remains mayim shuvim. So it had a hashoka when it was zeichlin. That's the kasha, it should be no good. So the answer is, this chumr that it says in Shulchan Aruch, lechatchila shouldn't even be toivel below the hole. And with the evidence, even good if you tevel above the hole. The chumra not to be tevel below the hole, that's a chumra. Mikra din, the Mishnah said you can't be tevel below the hole. That's not a problem of zeichlim. The water on the bottom is not zeichlim, the below the hole is not zeichlim. And above the hole is also kosher, because above the hole is mitzurif to the mikveh on the bottom. The mikveh below the hole is not zeichlim. So the water above is a connection with that. Even though the water above is zeichlim, but since it's an extension of the mikveh that's not zeichlim below the hole, so the whole thing is kosher. So his kasha, where Rav Nachum Rabinowitz's kasha was, but in Yeridei it says lechatchila shouldn't do. So the chumra in Yeridei is against the Mishnayos. In Yeridei they threw in a no chumra from the Rishon. The din of the Gemara in Mishnayos it says that it is good. Yeah. So the first part of the test, that's not so bad. He said Rabbein and Tam says it's two different din. Okay. Create a mikveh is no good idea zechlin, but to extend the mikveh ksheir already to say that this is a branch, that's okay even with zechlin. Yeah. But then the place is going to get more levedic. Od hiksha. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam is going to ask another kasha. How deep does the water have to be? So here it says the water has to be tafeach hamanas latfia. And there it says has to be nekev kishvaferes hanod. What is kishvaferes hanod? A node is a canteen. And the shvaferes is the opening on top of the canteen. So different sizes canteen. Did you buy a size 10, you buy a size 9, you buy a size 8? How big is the opening? So the Mishnah says, how big an opening are we talking about? Shtei etzbois. Here it says, chagig dav chofal from the base. So the line after that. So the Gemara says, be'ovi b'chalog ki shtei etzbois chozus lim kaimon. Two fingers, chozus lim kaimon. So what does that mean? So the shot is, which shtei etzbois? So usually assume these two etzbois. Others say, no, two etzbois like this, wider. Then chozus lim kaimon means what? That's the radius of the circle, or that's the diameter of the circle. Chozus lim kaimon means this is the hole. The whole hole is like this, and my two fingers can turn around like this. But he's saying no. Chozus lim kaimon, that's going to be The two fingers are the radius. So these two fingers are going to be the radius of the circle. So now they're machmir, as big as it could possibly be. Shteyaz boi chazim kaimel should be so big that's going to be the radius of the circle. Okay. But I'll call upon him, that's much more than tefech hamanas latviach. Tefech hamanas latviach is a mashu, it's less than klipas hashum. Less than the klipas hashum. And here the Mishnah seems to say that the chibur between the two mikvahs has to be tishvaferes hanod, which is the equivalent of kishteyaz boi chazim kaimel. So it's much more. So that's the kashut that Rabbi Natam is going to work on. So Rabbi Natam has a teretz, and the Ri is not so convinced of the Rabbi Natam's teretz. So we got to take a look. Okay. The next week we got to start. This week is Parshas Bo, so maybe we'll go through some of the dinim of Korban Pesach tomorrow. See?